So I don't know exactly what we're doing here. Usually I'm the one that kind of leads into what's happening and what we're doing next, but I don't know. It's just something you've got for me.
I kept a secret.
All right, what's up?
So something happened to me last night. It's been a while since I've had a good dating story for you.
Yeah, when's the last time you've been on a date? Like a month or two?
Yeah, I kind of gave up. Like, I really have zero interest in going on a date because I've had such terrible experiences here. So this guy, I saw him on Bumble last night, and I was like, okay, this is too interesting. I'm going to swipe right purely because I got to ask about what's on his bio. So this guy is hot. He's brunette. He's bearded. He's my type. He's an attorney and he's 30. But at the bottom of his about me, it says, P.S. I'm always intrigued by the girls looking for sugar daddies. Ha ha. And I was like, well, that's different. I'm going to swipe right.
Well, yeah, he's going to probably want you to sleep with him.
Well, let me just hold on here. So I swipe right and we match. Stop. The first thing that I say is, okay, not going to lie, I was just really curious about your sugar daddy line. Ha ha. He said, LOL, curious in what way? I said, where do I begin? Are girls on here blatantly looking for sugar daddies? If so, how are they asking? Is it secret or on their profiles? He said, it's blatant and typically comes out after a few messages. It's certainly bold. And I said, how? What do they say? He said, none have been cute enough to be very tempting, so it's been entertaining, but they ask if I know what a sugar baby is typically, even though I'm not that old. And I was like, whoa, because this guy's 30 and he's hot. It's not like he's some old crusty man that like can't get a girl. Like he's like somebody I probably, without him having that in his profile or whatever, or like other girls I'm sure would go out with him. He's an attorney for Pete's sakes. So I get this idea and I bring it up to him and I'm like, dude, I want you to come on the show. I think it would be so interesting. I was like, are you interested in being a sugar daddy? And he was like, well, kind of, yeah. Like, I'm curious about it, but it hasn't ever happened. I'm like, this is so weird to me because you're so young that you'd be willing to do this. And then he kind of, like, was flirting with me, kind of, like, bring up, like, would I be a sugar baby for him? And I've heard conflicting reports from people. Like, some people say sugar babies don't sleep with the guy or do anything sexual. It's purely, like, go to a work event with me, hang out with me, spend time with me, and then they just spend money on you. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I don't believe that for a second. I've heard that same thing. I feel like all those women or girls or whatever that are sugar babies.
Oh, yes!
I think majority, yes! But yes! I don't know what he's looking for. So what I said to him was, I was like, okay, well, we're busy the rest of this week because, like, you know, today we already had a show planned, and then tomorrow and Friday we're going to be broadcasting live from Glamtown. And so I was like, we can't have you on the show this week, but next week when we come back from the long weekend, would you be willing to come on the show and not only talk about, like, so clearly he's interested or toying with the idea in his head about being a sugar daddy. I was like, would you be interested in coming on the show and talking about, like, you know, being potentially sugar daddy, what all that would entail, what you're looking for, but also, like, he kept asking me if I would do it, like, if I would be his sugar baby, and I was like, well, what if you came on the air, and then you told me what, you know, what you would want from me, and then I can decide on the air, and we can discuss it, like, what all, kind of like on 50 Shades of Grey, when they go over their contract, like, let's go over what my sugar baby contract would be, and let's just see.
So what's your question then, because you're presenting this to me, what is your question for me?
Do you think this would be interesting to have this guy on the show and, like, propose to me to be his sugar baby and, like, talk about why and what all he's wanting to do, because he's a hot 30-year-old guy. He's not ugly. It's like, I would go on a date with him anyway.
So it would be for you to be his sugar baby, not a listener.
Well, either one. So if I'm not interested, maybe somebody listening would be interested. Because I'm telling you, and you know how high my standards are.
He's hot. I want to do a scientific experiment. It's not saying it's the end-all, be-all. 317-239-1009. I'm just going to pick up blindly. Call us 317-239-1009. If there are any women listening right now to the Joe and Alex show that would have been or would like to be what we're calling now a sugar baby, I just want to see if anybody would be interested in what you're proposing, but continue on with yourself about you. Well, I'll see if anybody actually calls in for that right now.
And if you're calling in, remember the key points. He's only 30 years old. He's not like old and, you know, like he's not like ancient or like all the other sugar daddies are. And he's a lawyer, which means he makes a huge income, probably more than the three of us combined. And then what else?
Well, you know, my
question. You said he's decent looking, too. You saw his pictures
he's
on
hot.
Bumble.
Like, he's hot. Brunette, bearded, hot, built. So I mean, at first, my idea was, I just want to interview you. You're somebody that's a hot young guy looking for a sugar baby. Why? I just thought that would be an interesting interview.
Do we have a sugar baby here? Good morning. Who's this? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi, it's Whitney.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, so you're, yeah, I guess technically still a sugar baby. Have you been a sugar baby before or what?
No, I haven't, but I saw the same message and had the same response as Alex.
No, with the same guy?
Same exact guy. I swear to God, it was like a month ago, and it was the same exact guy. So I was like, that's so interesting. Did you know that sugar daddies are typically older? He's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We kind of talked, whatever. I mean, I have a good job in finance. Being a sugar baby is not really my thing, but it did pique my interest. And then it came out that he's married.
How did you figure that out?
I asked. I was like, so like, what is it that makes you want to be a sugar daddy? And he was like, well, I need to be super discreet. And I feel like people that are sugar babies, you know, it's often a secret and no one knows and this and that. I was like, well, why the discretion? He's like, well, I am married.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is Alex always going after married
I'm
men?
I'm not always. What do you mean
this
always?
Is this a couple of
never
in a row.
What are married men doing on Bumble?
Who else was married?
He is super hot. He's super hot. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, sugar baby. We appreciate your call this morning.
Okay, so forget me. Forget me being the sugar baby. I want to interview him anyway. So he told me I will consider maybe going on the show because I said we can keep you anonymous. I can disguise your voice if you come on the show next week. And he was hesitant. He said, well, talk about me at 7:45 and I will see that you're serious about having me on the show. So we are serious. I think it would be interesting, especially if it is true that he's married. I want to talk about it anonymously. He can be anonymous on the show next week. Why are you doing this? What are you looking to get out of it? You know, is he wanting like sex or just a companion or what?
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this? Hello. All right, you're a silent sugar baby. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Mackenzie,
are you a sugar baby? This is all news to me.
I am actually not. I would be the same as Alex, as I wouldn't want to sleep with anyone. I would probably just want the money.
Yeah. So, I mean, if all I have to do is go to lunch with you, like, dude, buy me like a Louis Vuitton purse. I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, exactly.
But how is being a sugar baby legal? Because if you are sleeping with the sugar daddy, and he's paying you or giving you gifts and stuff, isn't that prostitution? So I don't understand where the line is. How is this legal, but prostitution isn't?
Well, that's what I don't understand, because I have known some girls that like go out with people and they get gifts, like crazy gifts, and they aren't really off that way. So I don't know if they're sugar babies or not. I don't know. It's a really weird situation.
Wow.
I feel like that's a very, like, strong topic.
No, yeah. I think so. I kind of think so now, too.
Do you think we should have him on the show next week and interview him?
In studio? Or on the phone? I just don't know if this guy's shady. I don't know if I want him around me. Like, I'm questionable.
What, our listeners are really passionate about this.
What are they saying?
Little Cohen at Joan Alex Show in all capital
Little
letters.
Little Cohen sugar baby?
Alex, be his sugar baby. Do it, girl. I'm so proud of you. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Just do it. Please, for the love of God, be his sugar baby. Why? Why do you guys want this so bad?
Yeah, do it for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I would support this. Producer MYK, I'm sure, would jump on board.
Some of that sugar.
That's
don't
insane.
You?
Are you going to get some of the sugar our way? He's like, you need, like, hey, can you get me this 3X Colts shirt?
Yeah, I want to know from our listeners. Tweet us at Joan Alex Show or find us on Facebook or Instagram, Radio Now 100.9 or Instagram at Joan Alex Show also. Is this something that you think would be interesting? Because I think it would be to try to get him on the show, and he's listening, and so we want him to know, like, if we want him on or not. So
all right, cool. And the people that are calling, I'm going to talk to you off air, so keep on calling 317-239-1009. We definitely want your feedback.